Hello.
Hello, my name is Martha. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Alvin Berger?
Okay, speaking. It's just a survey. It's okay.
Okay, thank you. Are you a registered South Texas to vote?
Yes, I am registered to vote.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for President, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain
100%.
To vote? Oh, okay, great.
100%.
Thank you. Making sure that I'm speaking to people from all ages, may I have the year where you were born?
1926.
Thank you. Can you please tell me what is your race?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Thanks. And thinking about the elections in November, if the election for state Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Republican.
Thank you. I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling, and 100 is a very warm, favorable feeling, and 50 is a neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. How about Greg Abbott?
100%.
Thank you. And Morgan LaMantia?
Never heard of.
Okay. How about Donald Trump?
100%.
100%. Adam Hinojosa?
Who?
Adam Hinojosa?
Never heard of him.
Okay. How about Joe Biden?
0.
0. Okay. How about Ted Cruz?
Oh, 80%.
80, right?
Right.
Okay, thank you. Will you say you disapprove or approve of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
Approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Will you say you approve or disapprove the job of Morgan LaMantia is doing as state senator?
Yeah, don't recognize him.
I'm sorry? You don't have no opinion?
No opinion.
Oh, okay, great. Thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Colleen Allred and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom will you vote?
Cruz.
Thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Roland Gutierrez and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom will you vote?
Cruz.
Thanks. And if the election for U.S. Senate House were held today and the candidates were Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. and Republican Myra Flores, for whom will you vote?
Flores.
Thanks. And if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Morgan LaMantia or Republican Adam Hinojosa?
Hinojosa.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read some issues that people say will be priority for the governor in Texas legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. Not a priority at all, a low priority, medium priority, or a high priority for the governor in Texas state legislature. Ensuring access to affordable quality health care.
5.
Will you say that this is a higher priority? This is a high priority?
High.
Okay. Thank you. And reforming border policy?
High.
High. Supporting reproductive health care choices for women?
4.
That will be low priority or medium? Or not a priority at all? Okay, thank you. Supporting public schools and fighting against private school vouchers?
Really, I have no opinion.
Okay, great. Supporting South Texas' small businesses?
5.
Okay, great.
5.
High priority. Thank you. Thinking again about the elections this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. After each, please tell me if you will be less or more likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies?
No.
It will be much less likely then.
Less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community?
Plus.
It will be somewhat more likely or much more likely for these statements?
More likely.
Okay, great. A candidate who voted against Texas' abortion ban?
Against. None.
It will be, okay, much less likely then.
Right.
Thank you. A candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border?
High.
High, much more likely then.
Definitely.
Okay, a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies?
No.
It will be much less likely, right?
Much less likely, correct.
Okay, great, thank you. We're 83% complete, almost there. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay.
Do you use WhatsApp?
Yes.
And you are part of any WhatsApp groups, or do you use only WhatsApp for direct messages?
Correct.
You have groups, right? You belong to groups?
Pardon?
If you use WhatsApp for, do you belong to groups in WhatsApp app?
No, I don't.
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Republican.
Republican. Will you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Strong.
Strong. Thinking of in political terms, will you say that you're conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Conservative. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College degree.
College degree, thank you. And finally, and strictly only for verification purposes for my supervisor, may I have your first name only?
Alvin, A-L-V-I-N.
Thank you so much, Alvin, and thank you for your time. And are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensating for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you're interested in a follow-up research study? Yes.
Not
or no?
Really.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I got visitors.
Oh, okay, no problem. Thank you so much. We're already done, and I appreciate your time a lot.
You're sure welcome. Okay.
Thank
Bye.
You. Have a great afternoon. Bye.